Parents, if you want to help your kids grow, teach them to normalize struggle. Hey, welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Recently, I finished Option B, Facing Adversity, Building Resilience, and Finding Joy, written by Sheryl Sandberg and Adam Grant. You can read my review at onmywalk.com. Their book is outstanding. Now, the authors have a lot to share about building resilience in the face of adversity, but I want to relay this point Sheryl Sandberg makes with regard to raising resilient kids. And parenthetically, one of the things I appreciate about her book is that it's both autobiographical and far-reaching. And by that, I mean, she shares her story of finding joy after the death of her husband, but the research and scope of the book goes far beyond her story. For example, here in Chapter 7, she talks about raising resilient kids. Sheryl writes this, "Building resilience depends on the opportunities children have and the relationships they form with parents, caregivers, teachers, and friends. We can start by helping children develop four core beliefs, and here they are. Number one, that children have some control over their lives. Number two, they can learn from failure. Number three, they matter as human beings. And number four, they have real strengths to rely on and share." Now, I want to dig down on the second one because this is a real challenge. And the second one is helping kids learn from failure. Now, hear me. This resonates with me. Conversations I've had with educators help me to realize that many parents don't let their children experience the benefits of struggle because they're always bailing them out. I mean, the child gets caught in a lie. Oh, my child would never do that. The child isn't going to finish their science fair project on time. Oh, here, let me help you do that. The child doesn't make the first team on volleyball, soccer, or lacrosse. Oh, I'm going to talk with that coach. The child gets a B. Oh, we can't have that. Grades are important. Never mind, the kid's only in third grade. I better talk to the teacher. What's happening? The child falls down. The parent picks him or her back up. Not wise. Why? Because struggle is a good thing. Listen to what she says.
Today, the importance of helping kids develop a growth mindset is widely recognized, but poorly practiced. There's a knowing-doing gap. Many parents and teachers understand the idea, but do not always succeed in applying it. Despite my best efforts, I am sometimes one of those parents. When my daughter does well on a test, I still find myself blurting out, "Great job!" rather than, "I'm glad you tried your hardest." In How to Raise an Adult, former Stanford Dean Julie Lithcott-Hames advises parents to teach children that difficulties are how we grow. She calls this normalizing struggle. When parents treat failure as an opportunity to learn rather than an embarrassment to be avoided, kids are more likely to take on challenges. When a kid struggles at math, instead of saying, "Maybe math isn't one of your strengths," Dweck recommends, "The feeling of math being hard is the feeling of your brain growing."
The writer of Proverbs says, "If you fail under pressure, your strength is too small." That's Proverbs 24:10. And part of the reason some fail is because they've never had to struggle and work their way out. But children who develop a growth mindset are children that learn to face adversity, walk through adversity, and overcome adversity. Is it easy? No. Is it possible? Absolutely. So let me add a fifth core belief children need. Sheryl gave us four. Resilience comes, she said, when children realize, one, they have some control over their lives, two, they can learn from failure, three, they matter as human beings, four, they have real strengths to rely on and share, and here's my fifth, their weakness is the platform for God's strength. Now, as much as I like Option B, and I like this book a lot, it's very much a pull myself up by my own bootstraps approach to life and overcoming adversity. And while I do believe I can become more resilient, I think the reason I can is because I'm created in the image of a resilient God who also provides the strength I need for my adversity, especially when I acknowledge my weakness in the face of my adversity. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in a letter he wrote to Christian friends in Corinth in the first century. "So to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. 3 different times I begged the Lord to take it away, and each time he said, 'My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness.' So now I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why Paul says, 'I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Hey, what's the point? Well, the point is this. God allows us to struggle, and he does it because he knows that struggles make us stronger, and also those struggles can help us to learn to find the reality of his strength as we learn to lean on him in our weaknesses. And that is a great lesson for children and adults. So don't be so quick to bail out your kids. Let them struggle. Why? Because as we normalize struggle, we help them develop a growth mindset, and we can help them learn to lean on God, whose power far exceeds any struggle they will ever encounter. Normalizing struggle. That's my thought on my walk with Adam Grant and Sheryl Sandberg, and option B, facing adversity, building resilience, and finding joy. Now my question for you is, what will you do with that thought on your walk through life?